First of all, how are you today? Your health, your loved ones, your family, your friends. How's Kyle Clifford and his surrounding bubble doing?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're in good spirits. You know, we're all together. We're having a lot of family time, and you know, we're just enjoying the time together and making the best of it. So there's no real complaints on our end.
You know, we were just talking a little bit about your game, and I was bringing up the example of Jake Muzzin. Elliot and I just had him on the 31 Thoughts podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about how guys out there on the ice now can sort of drift and forget that this is still a physical game. And there are some players in the NHL, yourself and Jake Muzzin on the Maple Leafs, that are only too happy to remind other players that this is still a physical game. Do you find that you can now more so than ever catch guys forgetting that it's supposed to be physical out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's over my career, I think, you know, the bigger hits have come, you know, later in my career. Due to the fact that guys are a little less aware and, you know, guys aren't built like they used to be. But, I definitely caught a few guys, you know, with their heads down and, you know, obviously trying to be a little too fancy, which, it doesn't really result in a good outcome for some players.
It's a very unfortunate outcome. Anthony Stewart, you're on with Kyle Clifford.
How's it going, Cliffy? How are you doing, buddy?
Good, Anthony. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's your time been so far with the Maple Leafs? You didn't really get a great sample size of that many games before the pause. So how would you classify it coming over from L.A. To Toronto? How's the fit-in been so far?
It's been good. Like you said, it's been a short sample size, but, you know, I've really enjoyed it. They play a much different style than I was used to in LA. And I felt like I was just starting to catch on to it near the end before the quarantine happened. But, you know, it's a great city to play in. There's a lot of history. You know, we were, you know, before all this happened, we were looking to get ourselves in the playoffs, which was really exciting. And, you know, they got a great young team and, you know, there's no question they're on to do some great things, moving forward here down the road.
Justin?
Kyle, I worked a little bit with Sheldon and Kyle in the American Hockey League, and I have some sense that they wouldn't be taking this downtime to just sit around and stare at the clock. Is there anything that they're coming to you with, or I'm sure the team as a whole, but you individually with as a player, some video to look at or something to try to help you improve kind of while you wait to get back into game action?
Yeah, it's been incredible. You know, obviously, you know, those two guys, they're, you know, they got their finger on the trigger. There was no let off on the gas. And, you know, just, Kyle's, you know, done a great job leading the organization, as far as, you know, getting the training staff in touch with all the players and make sure they have all they need, their schedules, as far as the nutrition, meal programs. And then, with Sheldon, we started to do some video. I think it was, it was kind of timed. You know, the first, you know, 5 or 6 weeks, it didn't look like we were coming back anytime soon. So just the timing of it, it's starting to ramp up. We're starting to do some video and individual player meetings with the coaches and you know, things of those sorts, just to be ready and to have no lapse in our game when we do start getting to go here and getting into their mini training camp.
Being joined by Kyle Clifford, Toronto Maple Leafs forward. You know, I can recall, I can't remember the year exactly. So I was working Hockey Night in Canada, Kyle, and this is when Kyle Dubas was an agent at Uptown. And so it'd be a Saturday night, and Dubas, like many agents, you know, doing their job, bigging up what their clients are doing, get texts from Dubas about, you know, what Mike Fisher is doing. He was with Uptown, what Cali Yarncroak is doing with Uptown, like, just getting like a lot of them. And every now and then he'd throw in, oh, did you see that shift by the Colonel? Oh, did you see what the Colonel did last night? And after a while, I just texted him back. I'm like, who the hell is the Colonel? And he said, oh, Kyle Clifford. I said, why do you call him the Colonel? And he said, well, because his middle name is Frank. So we'll just let that sink in and see who gets it. Was it Kyle Dubas that gave you the nickname the Colonel?
Yeah. Yeah. So my initials are KFC. And, you know, I spent a summer out in Calgary with Kyle. He flew me out there for training and stuff like that when he was my agent. And this is when I was 17 years old. And, you know, he just got to learn my last name. And he's like, oh, KFC, the Colonel. And, you know, being an agent, he's like, oh, we're going to promote the hell out of this. And you're going to be the Colonel. I'm like, oh, here we go. Okay, I guess so. And then, you know, he just ran with it ever since. And, you know, it never surprised or went into any, you know, KFC chicken deal. But it was just his inside joke. And he kind of just ran with it the last couple of years.
What's he? I mean, you had him as an agent with Up. Well, he's with the Reynolds Group with Uptown, and you're a client there. What was Kyle like then compared to what Kyle is like now? Like, what's the relationship with Clifford and Dubas now?
Yeah. So he went on to he was my agent, and then he went on to be the GM of the Greyhounds, and then obviously. Worked his way up to the position he's in now. And, you know, we maintained a friendship. You know, we kind of lost touch for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. But we still kept in touch every once in a while just to check in. And, you know, obviously being the GM of the Toronto Maple Leafs is a pretty busy job. And, you know, the one thing with Kyle is, you know, he's really intelligent. He's really smart. And, you know, he's going to know his business inside and out, and he's going to have every answer for you. And if he doesn't have an answer for you, he'll get it. And I he's one of the hardest working guys I've ever met. And that's why, he's in the position he's in today. And, you know, he's only striving for one thing, and that's to win the Stanley Cup. So
how many book recommendations has he made for you? He's always got like 5 or 6 beauties on the go at the same time.
Yeah, so when I was out with him in Calgary for that summer, it was just like book after book he was reading. You got to start reading. I'm like, I don't read books. I watch movies or whatever. So he started recommending movies for me because there's no way he was going to get me to read a book.
That's hilarious. Stewie, go ahead.
One of the elements of winning a Stanley Cup is the importance of, you know, having a good dressing room. And you won 2 cups, obviously, with the LA Kings. How important was it to have guys like, you know, Matt Green and Justin Williams and Mike Richards in the dressing room to help you guys win the cup?
Yeah, I mean, I could speak lengths of, you know, what those guys did. And, you know, without a question, there was probably, you know, 8 or 9 guys that could have been the captain of that team. And, you know, they steered the ship and, you know, they kept everyone in check. They kept each other in check. And, you know, I think the world of them, all those guys you spoke of, and, you know, there's many more with, you know, Kopitar, Williams, and, you know, Brownie, Mitchell, Carter. It's just, we're very blessed to have that many guys in one locker room. And, you know, we wouldn't want it with you know, without the mindset that they bring to the rink every day.
Kyle, is there any specific thing or things with your game or the team system that they have you working on here in Toronto that you didn't do as much when you were with Los Angeles?
Yeah, you know, I think with LA, and we were kind of in a defend first mentality, and you know, this is kind of the other end of it, where we're thinking offense, we're thinking a lot of puck possession, and you know, so that part was a little different to get used to. And you know, when you do something for 10 years the same way, and then all of a sudden you get a phone call from your GM and you go to a different team, they kind of play a different style. It takes some getting used to, but you know, with our coaching staff, with you know, Hack and Farley and Kiefer, you know, I think they've done a really good job with helping the transition to get me to where they want me to be as soon as possible.
Any discussions on a contract extension with you and the Maple Leafs, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be best geared towards my agent. But, you know, I think with the state of the team that Toronto's in and, you know, the state where I'm at in my career, we're both in a win-now mode. So I think the fit's really good. I think what I bring to the team is really good. It's, you know, they got an abundance of skill and, I hope I can bring another element and, I'm just one day at a time and just being ready to get back playing and wherever, you know, those conversations go, they go. It's a little out of my hands with, as far as with the cap and everything like that. There's a lot of uncertainty. So, I've enjoyed my time in Toronto and, you know, I definitely like to be a Leaf and bring a cup home to Toronto.
Yeah, the reason I ask is, one, curiosity on behalf of anyone listening right now, but two, I've always maintained, and I'm not in the minority here, that it takes a certain type of player to be able to thrive in Toronto. As you well know, when things are great, there's nothing better than being a Maple Leaf, but ask anyone that went through some dark years, and they'll tell you it is flat out awful. What have you been able to learn about, you know, this marketplace, being a hockey player in Toronto? You know, whenever anyone goes through it, they always say, oh, I know what to expect when I get to Toronto. And then by the end, they say, wow, I had no idea it was like that. What have your experiences been like, as Stewie mentioned, albeit briefly, but how would you describe your experience being a Maple Leaf so far?
Well, I mean, it hasn't been bad for me. I pride myself on being mentally strong and, you know, it's funny, when Kyle was my agent, he said something that stuck with me. And he said that, you know, the second you start listening to the outside noise and, you know, what people think of you and, you know, fans and, you know, the media, that's the minute that you start joining them and you become one of them. So just kind of block all the noise out and just play and take care of business and the rest takes care of itself. So, yeah, so I've just always gone with that mindset ever since I started playing. Just take care of business, be prepared for anything, and just be ready to play.